your stars is on the board. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
Hello, true believers and geeks. I'm Atman.
And I'm Tommy, 2 pages into this comic book, 2 stars.
And together we are
the Deep Fried Geeks.
Our weekly podcast where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news. I always get so out of breath when I do this.
You try to shoot it out of your mouth like a cannon. All right. That's the show. Thanks for listening.
Shooting stuff out of a mouth like cannons.
Pow!
This week, we got another special episode coming at your ears.
Ooh.
Ooh. Well, we can't say we're live because you can't really listen to it live. But we are recording at Shamrock Comics in
live in front of a studio. Well, comic book audience.
I'm surrounded by comic books. I can get used to this. We need to do this every week.
I'm going to put a bed in here. I'm going to sleep on the couch.
Jason probably liked that because we would just buy stuff every week.
Absolutely. You can sleep there, but you have to buy at least $100 worth of comics.
All right, so we're live. We're not live live. We're recording
at Shamrock
Comics in Port Charlotte. We got a slew crew of people. You got our producer, Leviticus, with us.
Hi.
What up? Thomas Two Stars is here.
Here I am again.
And then we've got Jason, who is the owner of Shamrock Comics.
Yes.
Hello, Jason.
Hello.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Good. And then you're...
I guess Brian.
You're Brian Johnson? Yes.
Sorry. My sidekick.
Tell him Steve Dave. Get your Steve Dave here.
Steve Dave. Yes.
Hey, Steve Dave. We'll stay away from that.
We should. We wouldn't want Kevin Smith mad at us.
All right. So this week, I thought we would come to Shamrock Comics and talk to Jason about his awesome comic book shop and the cool things that he has here and how long he's been here and everything else.
It's beautiful.
It is very beautiful. It's big.
I just noticed Boba Fett coming out of the wall.
Yes.
That's awesome.
He needs a blaster.
It's quite of the improvements.
When do I get paid for this?
We opened August 15th, and we had a gigantic wall. We had 2 shelves with 2 rows of comics.
Yep.
3 long boxes, and a little box of magic cards and a couple of toys. And before I opened the door, I immediately went to Facebook to turn off the reviews, and then
so inside of Tim's, you're opening a store, just shut the reviews up.
Opening day, time to turn off the reviews.
Well, you had said you were feeling a lot of pressure to open, right?
A lot of pressure because we went. You know, we came up with the idea to start the comic book shop in April. It took some time. We finally found a place. It was a good location, Purple Building, Port Charlotte. People know I'm 41. We really didn't start getting into it until we signed the lease, obviously, in June. No, it was May. It was May of 2015 of this year. So they gave us 2 months to get ready, rent-free.
Wow.
Yeah, it took some time, though, because we had to get hooked up with a distributor. The only distributor is Diamond Comics, the Monopoly. They're the only ones that will give out the comic books. Yeah, you can't get it from anybody else.
Don't talk bad about them.
Exactly.
We won't have any comic books.
Right. Exactly.
We're just
that's got to be a little frustrating.
Oh, it is, because, you know, you go ahead with the city of Port Charlotte to get the permits, to get licensed, to come up with a name. People ask me, well, how'd you come up with that name?
That's a good question.
Well, I'm Irish. And then I thought, you can't call it Drinking Comics.
Come in and drink.
Right. Drink and read. Yeah.
Leprechaun
comics, that type of thing. Eat a potato comics, that type of stuff. So Shamrock Comics was available right there on, GoDaddy. And I decided, okay, I'm going to run with that. So I immediately, grabbed the Facebook account, Shamrock Comics. I went to Twitter, went to eBay accounts. I got all of it, so I'm able to get the name. But I don't have a logo yet. I have nothing. It was actually going to be an online store.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Originally, it was going to be an online store. So I thought, I'll do it at home. But you can't. It's impossible.
Yeah.
So my wacky fiance, Crystal, said, well, let's just open a store. I'm like, open a store. Okay. Yeah, because you know everything's so successful.
Yeah.
In Port Charlotte.
Well,
I think.
Yeah, and if
this is where our thinking process was: is that A, we're not another restaurant, we're not another consignment store or resale store.
We're not Guy Harvey Distribution Center.
Exactly, fishing gear, you know, all that stuff. So we were in a unique area that did not have a comic book store. There was only Books a Million that you could go to.
Yeah, closest comic book store would be
40
what?
Miles away.
Sarasota.
Yeah, Sarasota, like that, yeah. Or Cape Coral, or Fort Myers.
Fort Myers,
so
yeah.
You're looking at a good 40 miles. So we went ahead. You know, why not?
You opened and people came in and probably at first were it's really small, right?
Well, right. Let's just backtrack a little bit. So we did get the space. It gave us 2 months. And I would come in here and start working on things. And this place was just a mess. I had walls that were all over the place. It was just it was ugly, you know.
What was here before you?
It was called the Purple Cafe. It was you come in, you play on your computer, drink coffee.
It was like an internet cafe, kind of.
Yeah, internet cafe. So he's still open, by the way, which is down the road.
Okay.
But he left, and I had to take down all those cubicles, all this stuff.
Wow. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it was a lot of work. And then I got somebody to draw me a superhero.
I was going to ask who drew your logo, because that's pretty cool.
We had somebody draw the superhero. I wanted him to have something to do with some kind of Irish type quality. I wanted his face to look like Robin's headgear. I wanted him to look like Superman doing flowing through, you know, flowing hair. He's happy, smiling. So that's our mascot. So we came up with the logo. We had the logos. Everything was set. And then from there, you know, you start building the website. And then we had to go to Monarch Printing to get something to put up. While I was in Tampa, I went to one of my favorite comic book stores, which is one of my favorites. I don't recall the name. It's Comic Something. But they had their... I know.
That's that convenient.
It was Comic Something.
Comics.
It was something comics. And they had their windows, you know, perforated. I went, that's a good idea. Giddy up. So I'll do that. And they came out. They did the windows probably in June. And
so by that point, people were freaking
out. So now people are like, there's a comic book store. There's nothing in here, though. And one of our first ever customers, his name is George Johnson. He's huge, gigantic guy. Every day, he'll be pounding on the door. And I'm like, dude, what? He goes, I just want to come in. I want to see what's going on. I go, there's nothing here. There's nothing. I know there's nothing here, but I want to be in here. I'm like, okay.
He wants to be the first one.
I'm like, we have nothing going on.
Put him to work.
Right.
Yeah, like, grab a paper.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, once you get on Facebook, as we know, social media, everybody knows everything.
That's how I found out about you.
Exactly. So I open up the Facebook business page, and everyone's telling me how to do everything, which just drives, as an owner, drives you nuts. Because people are like, well, are you going to be like Bizarre Gaming Emporium down the street? Are you going to stay open until 4 a.m.? Are you going to do this? You need to do that. I don't know why. People are not going to like comic books. You know, this is not the right area. You need to carry this. You need to carry porn. I don't know. You know, a whole bunch of,
everybody's
you know, you're
going
to have goats in the back for people. It's to the point where people want, they want you to succeed, but they want you to go so far into it because they don't want to lose you. Because businesses, let's face it, Toys R Us, it's a corporation. It's gone.
Yep.
In Sarasota, Toys R Us is gone. Why? Because they can't compete with Walmart or Target. Yeah. I'm getting off subject. See, just like the rest of the show, I get off. I'm fitting right in.
yeah, you are.
So
we don't even need to be here.
Yeah. So you got 30 minutes.
So July comes along. I put the sign up. We're gonna open in July. Well, as I'm starting to learn from our distributor, you have to order 2 months ahead. So for right now, for example, we're December 2015. We're taking your orders right now for to come out in February.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's just
it takes a lot of planning.
Exactly. So I had to order enough stock for August. Now, since I was a new customer, I had to prepay, which means I'd have to send in what I wanted. By the way, I had to guess what you people would want. I don't know. So the safe bets are what? Batman.
Avengers.
Spider-Man, Avengers,
stuff,
all this stuff. I had none. You know, I had none of the,
most
you know, dark stuff. Like, you know, Brandon loves Web Witch, which shows a lot of boobs and
You know, but see, at the beginning, I would never have that, right? Because why would you do that on opening day?
Why would you have boobs?
Why would you have boobs?
That seems pretty important to me. But.
It's Port Charlotte.
But, like, I guess before I opened, there was a comic book store in the mall.
Really?
Yeah, called Slipping Into Fiction.
It had to be a while ago.
Yeah, it was right? 5 years ago.
Okay.
And I guess that clientele was really into...
Maybe even be longer than that.
Yeah, because I don't remember since I've lived here.
I don't remember it either.
I feel like I was in high school when that was, so maybe like 2006, 2007.
Okay.
Yeah. At that time, they were really into Vampirella.
Yeah.
You know, they were into the Friday the 13th, Blood and Gods. Eerie. They weren't into the guys in tights. You know, that type of thing.
It would be like comic book.
That's right. Why they're not around anymore.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Maybe. But, so I kept getting pressure. Not pressure from people, but it was like I would order. I'd place a huge order.
Yeah.
It would sit here, and I couldn't open the doors yet because why? There was nothing in here.
And then anything new was going to get old.
Exactly. So let's just say the average customer does not understand that. They walk into a Books A Million, they see tons of inventory. So if you're going to open up a new store, they're going to walk in and they're going to say, this should be stockpiled full of crap.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So basically on that day when we opened it up, I walked to the door and I opened it and I looked out and the line went all the way down to Ace Hardware. I was like, oh my God. This is it.
You have nothing.
I have nothing. That's why after I looked out the door, I turned off the Facebook reviews. I just, you know, turned into the customer service part. I talked to every stinking person that walked through that door. Said, hey, we're new, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I think a lot of people were blinded by how it looked. So they looked at the green wall. You know, I painted the wall green because of Bing Bang Theory, you know, because their comic book store is green.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so I tried to incorporate
things. It fits with the Shamrock comic.
Yeah, but then, as we all, what's the bathroom? The biggest marketing.
My Little Pony bathroom.
My Little Pony bathroom. The market. Amazing. The biggest marketing piece ever, right? Yeah. You can have a Batman, a Superman bathroom, whatever, but it's a men and women's bathroom. A My Little Pony.
Yeah.
So when you have the big guys,
you probably have people that come in just to see.
Had bronies come in here. Yeah. They come in and they take their phone and they leave. I have big rustic men that walk up there, open the door, go, yeah. Where's the guy's bathroom? Yeah, like, that's it, man. Don't take a leak.
The women's bathroom is what's made up.
Exactly.
Yeah. You just don't know it.
Exactly. So that's it. It's flown by. We've been open for 3.5 months.
3.5 months.
Yeah.
So have you had a lot of people that have come back since the opening and like, whoa?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of
awestruck. And there's some people that... When I did turn the reviews on, they were very graceful and very nice because they did not rip into me.
Yeah.
They said, great staff, blah, 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 friendly service, small inventory, we'll support them.
Look forward to seeing it grow.
Look for them to grow type thing. So nobody said, oh, what a bunch of jerks, blah, 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 blah.
You can't please everybody.
Yeah, I know, and it's...
Well,
I hate to say the word money pit, but it was. I mean, I've thrown out money, but I can't open the door because there's nothing. You know, you got to pay people to show up to paint. They don't show up to paint.
It's probably not a money pit anymore, right?
It's not now, no. I mean, it's obviously the growth now. It's everything I've made, I put it back into it.
Yeah, your inventory now is crazy, man. So you've got HeroClix stuff. You're starting Magic Gathering stuff. You've got new comics, old comics. You've got probably like what? 15 long boxes of back issues.
And we've jumped from doing the DC Marvel to more of the independent.
You get a lot of independents.
I'm surprised that a lot of people are into the independent side.
How many different titles do you think you have of new issues?
I think we counted 178.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's You're not going to get that at Books A Million.
Yeah. I get that anywhere around. Really.
No.
Yeah.
I would even dare to say... Some comic books up in shops in Sarasota don't even have that many.
I think you're right.
No. I think it's, you know, and that kind of crosses into Magic the Gathering. But I think a lot of it is because they focus so much on gaming.
Right.
That they don't do the comic books
as much. A lot of places have their
gaming
stuff.
Well, that's the way Sarasota
more.
One is.
It pushes gaming a lot more. And
right.
You go in there as a comic buyer, it's not, you know, there's no... service. They have younger kids working. They don't even know about comics.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I have been asked, because there's several shops in the area that do play Magic, but I've been asked, you know, what can they play here? And I've said, I'm not going to get into it. You know, a couple of times I've said, I don't want to get into it. And the reason I don't want to get into it, to be quite honest with you, is because I don't know the game.
Yeah.
So if I don't know Magic, you know, why sell it? Why have it in there? But then I thought to myself, I don't know every single stupid comic book that's out there. Not stupid, sorry. Every single comic book that's out there, I still sell it, right?
Yeah.
So people have told me, yeah, just set up the table. Set up the product. They're going to come in. They know what they're doing.
And
just
that's
do it.
But good for you, because I mean, now you got snacks for sale.
Got snacks. I got a refrigerator now. I never had a refrigerator. Got a refrigerator.
Yeah.
See, once you get a refrigerator in here and some honey buns and dice, I found out dice is like, you know, it just like it attracts people. It's like that bug light in the summer.
Yeah,
you know,
shiny.
And then you come right in, you're like,
your
dice.
It's like my front door light. I can't even walk through my front door right now without there bugs flying in my mouth.
Exactly.
Put them in my mouth!
Tied it in somehow.
Yeah, it's kind of our catchphrase.
You can take that because your mind's going to go in different directions. How did they come up with that?
What are they putting in their mouth?
I think something that's really cool is how many different events you've been doing. Like, you had you did Batman Day, you did Free Comic Book Day, you've got a Christmas party coming up, you did a Thanksgiving thing.
Halloween
party.
Local Comic Book Shop Day was
local
this
comic
last
book
Saturday.
Day.
Yeah, I think that's really cool that you're doing all those events and marketing things and... Are you getting a lot of people out for those events, too?
Yes. Yeah.
So you got the Christmas party coming up. What do you got after that?
After that?
Any New Year's type thing, maybe?
Yeah, we haven't made it to that yet, no.
Okay, so just the Christmas party, ugly Christmas sweater party?
Yeah, the Christmas party is the ugly sweater Christmas party, but it's going to be a tie-in to support Toys for Tots.
Oh, great.
Nice.
So, you know, it's just bringing stuff in, unwrapped toys for the Toys for Tots, and that's the last day that the box can be picked up.
Okay.
Well, Sunday is the last day, but Saturday night will be the big shindig and party. So
nice.
Which also this week I like to mention is that we did change our hours, which we've changed our hours about a billion times for the past 3 months because we're trying to adjust to other people's schedules.
Yeah.
People who read comic books don't wake up until like noon.
Light outside. Yeah,
exactly. Really? I can't. So, starting Friday, this Friday, we're going to be open from 10 a.m.
Your parents' precious. It burns us.
They have that Mountain Dew. So it's going to be on Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. And I don't even know how I'm going to make it. I'm an old man. But
it's a long time.
It is a long time for me. Because it'll be 1 a.m. And then Saturday.
Better get a Keurig.
It will be. I have one in the morning. I do. And then Saturday until 1 a.m. And we're just doing that because we're trying to bring in, you know, the gamers.
You're literally going to sleep on the couch.
I do. Which, by the way, is not Scotchgard. Do not go to Rooms to Go in Port Charlotte. They said it was Scotchgard. I paid $75. And the day after Batman Day, which was September 26th, I come back, there's brown stains all over.
Oh. Anyway. How did brown stains get?
Let's not.
Too many Snickers.
Too many non-M&Ms. That did not melt in their mouth.
No. But if you notice, though, it is a have a seat on our coin collector. As you know,
I did notice that is awesome.
Do collect.
That is pretty cool.
I highly recommend that for anybody who comes in here to sit on it.
Just sit on the couch.
So before this, you don't have any history running a comic book shop.
No.
So how did you first get into comics?
Oh, I think, you know, just way back in the day when you had to get up and turn the channel without a remote. And there was there was no cable.
Could you imagine that?
I know. You had to pick two UHF, VHF. And I remember probably, I don't know, maybe 7, maybe 6, maybe 5, maybe 4. I don't know. I used to watch.
Specialist?
That's where you get Channel 2, 4, and Fuzzy?
Yeah, Fuzzy. Like,
get on up there. Ah, the president's on. We can't watch anything.
Where's the tin foil? Anyway, I would watch Batman. 1966, of course. So, Exactly.
Adam Lasper or...
Yep. I would watch that religiously. I would have nightmares of Cesar Romero playing the Joker. Yeah, that white face. Got into that. And then my dad used to work downtown in Chicago. So he would take me down there like on the weekends because there was a comic book shop in Chicago called Graham Crackers, which is still around, by the way, with six locations in the area.
Do they sell Graham Crackers?
They don't.
Oh. But they sell comic books.
They sell comic books. And I would
Graham
go
Cracker
down there.
Comic books.
I would just get a comic book, you know? It was just a different, you know, back then you didn't have a stupid cell phone, iPad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have children, just like you. They need, just like you.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
They
just
have
the three of us.
Yeah,
Levi
just the three of us.
Tommy,
I mean, it's, you know, it just drives me nuts when they have to fight over the phone or the iPad.
Yeah,
you know, and it's just you lose your imagination. When you know, I take it away from them sometimes, and I say, look out the window. I had to look out the window. You know,
yeah.
The imagination.
It's
but,
crazy.
Well, not even just imagination. Learning your surroundings, it's not there anymore because they're
right.
not
yeah.
looking outside at
right.
all.
I mean,
you
how
miss
you
so much.
Glued to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
I remember when I was a kid, just going outside, having my own adventures. Just
yeah,
that
doesn't
around
happen.
Neighborhood. Anymore. That doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen. Like
I don't
that
see
anymore.
Kids in my neighborhood at all. My kids don't go outside.
No.
They won't. Yeah.
I was an indoor kid playing video games.
Somewhat, I was.
That was because
of
Nintendo.
Course, it's different. I was in Western New York. This is Florida. I wouldn't want to be out there in the heat all the time.
I wouldn't be out in the heat either. Yeah, it's just different. But
yeah.
I grew up.
So this was 1979, probably.
Yeah, 79, 80.
Okay, so comic book shop back then was not super popular either, probably. I mean, it was still probably pretty small. And
they sell a lot of other stuff, candy or something? Like, what was their main...
It was baseball cards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Probably like random.
So was it like from then on you just started reading and you just kept
yeah,
reading?
Yeah, I would say I was always, you know, I was always dressing up as them. You know, anything.
First cosplay.
It, exactly. I was just going to say, it was.
He's the one who started
he's
it
all. Right.
It was
cosplaying
like.
Cosplaying as Batgirl.
Like,
that sounds like Al Gore claiming he invented the internet.
Like, my mom has read.
Is Abraham Lincoln. Maybe not that old.
But no, I remember my mom would have red stockings. And I would touch them. And then, I'd be like, this could be my hood.
Oh,
this could
okay.
be Spider-Man.
Nice.
You know? So yeah. you start finding those things.
what else did you find out?
Yeah.
These could be my Superman.
Yes, exactly.
Walter Lacy, what's going on?
They feel so soft on my skin.
I still remember.
So pretty Spider-Man.
What are you wearing
pretty
under the
Spider-Man.
Nothing. There was I still remember growing up in a small town in Illinois. There was like a really, really, really rich kid. All right, he lived up the street from me, and my. You know, I went walking up to his... I was probably like 5 years old. I was walking up towards his house. And I looked at the sidewalk. And it looked like a little brown piece of poop. Like, what is this? I bend over. It's Chewbacca. My first inkling or like introduction to Star Wars was...
Was a toy?
Was Chewbacca. Was a toy. I'm like,
what
the hell is this? You know, and a little bit older, my dad took me to see Star Wars Empire Strikes Back. So 1981.
Yep.
He had a Vega, which is a small car, you know, speed shift really fast, and he used to pretend when we got out of the movie, we thought it was like a snow speeder, so he's like, it was great because back then you didn't have to wear seatbelts, so you're like slamming yourself all around, and the cornfields, you know, it's snow, so you lay out in the snow in the ditch, and you try to peer off into the horizon, the AT-ATs, the walkers coming at you, all that stuff. So I mean, that developed my. You know, the characteristics or me just liking superheroes
and
everything.
Your dog's
a
tauntaun.
Exactly. Or, you know,
why
did stuff.
You cut him open? And this day war, Mom. G.I. Joe was getting frozen up.
So Star Wars was kind of like your thing that kind of
Batman, Star Wars, and got into everything. I never got into Star Trek.
Me neither.
Nope. The movies are good. The ones that J.J. Abrams did.
See,
those are pretty good, though.
Yeah, we're going way off side track. Yeah, I agree, because J.J. Abrams
watched,
you know, I watched that Star Trek. I was like, I can like Star Trek.
After Leonard Nimoy died, I was like, all right, I need to watch some originals.
Yeah.
And I watched, like, the first 13 episodes. And it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But I just...
You just can't get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very political.
I'm not a big fan.
Yeah.
I need some action.
Get some people
yeah, in. That's it. I mean, it's there's nothing happens.
Yeah.
You know,
no, I just talk. The whole
talking
thing.
A lot. Right. And
I want to know.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, get it out of you.
I just want to see like Star Trek and Star Wars combined, and just see like Darth Vader just choke the life out of Captain Kirk.
Well, we do have a crossover right now. We're selling for Star Trek and Green Lantern. We're on number 6.
If you're
interested,
a little tie-in.
That sounds pretty amazing.
Right there. Yes.
Little commercial cut in.
So, what do you think is your favorite comic book arc of all time? So, did you start reading a bunch of comics after Star Wars? Like, what's your favorite like story?
I just remember like the death of Robin.
Oh yeah.
Okay, that.
Yeah.
Killing Joke.
Yeah.
Around that time, I mean that was the era. You know, I'm like the Todd McFarlane era where it was like, woo, yeah, look at this. You know,
you
I really got deep into that.
In your teens during that
time,
right?
Yeah, it was probably high school.
Yeah.
And, you know, you used to go toy hunting. I would hunt for the turtles. I tell you, man, if I had half of the stuff I just lost and all that, I mean, we would used to go toy hunting for turtles, Spider-Man, everywhere. You go
from Spawn figurines?
Yeah, all over the place. So, Killing Joke. All that stuff.
Killing Joke's a great book, yeah.
And then, you know, the first Batman movie,
Dark
or Night Batman that came out, 1989, with Jack Nicholson.
That was huge. I mean,
it was very huge.
I was a kid. I was
they were great.
6 years old
I
when
was
that
young
came out.
Too, yeah.
But I remember the hype of that movie.
Oh, it
and
was,
just that logo everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
And
you
and
could
the
go to Burger King and they had the glasses.
Yeah.
Everybody had something
yeah.
about it.
And the reason it was huge.
I was born with the Batman logo.
I was
born in 89.
Oh wow!
Yeah, they're
just
babies.
A baby over here. But, no,
yeah,
the
it's a baby.
Oh, that's sweet, man. That's
but
super
see,
cool.
See, to me, it was like you know, you go from 1966. Oh, nice. You know, watching that campiness.
Cool.
Now, the guy that I grew up with, Batman, is going to be taken seriously.
Yeah.
You know, 1989. I'm like, wow. Okay, now no more of this. You know, running around the purple blue suit, with a sidekick. Yeah, he's like, you know, he's a dark black.
It was huge.
Yeah,
it
was
yeah,
huge.
It was a big thing.
Nice latex.
Yeah.
Know,
and, but to be
latex.
Honest with you, now, nice and tart. But yes, I was disappointed after the movies. I'm a comic book shop owner, and people are going to hate me for saying some things. But there's a lot of things I don't like. So when Batman Returns came out. Sure, most of you people like this stuff, but I walked out of it.
You didn't like Batman Returns?
No, because
it was
horrible because I was too much into
the comic book
for it to be realistic. Exactly, because at that time in the comic books, he was like deep. You know,
he was starting
into,
to go back into the campiness.
Yeah, it was getting some dirt. You know, there's a lot of like realism to it. This was like campy ducks floating around killing people. I mean, it just doesn't.
But it couldn't be as bad as Batman and Robin.
Yeah,
I mean that's like, the worst one.
But you have to understand though that
Mr. Freeze can throw Batman.
I was young at that time, so
that was when you were like all the people that were into Batman at that time were like brooding and liking because it was dark and everything else.
Right.
The Batman Returns coming out and Penguin and Catwoman.
Yeah,
I mean
sexual
it's somewhat dark that movie.
But I think what Christopher Nolan did though with the other ones, I think you know everyone's like, oh, do you like Kristen Bale. Or, you know, Michael Keaton.
You got kids who are teenagers now, like Christian Bale is their Batman. So looking back at the Batman and Batman Returns is almost like us when we were teenagers looking
back
at
1966.
Like, looking
good.
And be like,
exactly.
Oh, this is super.
You're like,
campy,
what
you know?
Is going on?
This
yeah.
isn't my Batman.
Yeah.
Who likes Val Kilmer?
George Clooney.
Oh boy,
George! Yeah. I would say George Clooney did it. Was just George Clooney in a suit.
That's what it was.
To the Clooney Mobile,
exactly.
The reason Keaton was so good at Batman is because he was very good at Bruce Wayne.
Yeah,
that's what made
he
it
was.
Right.
Perfect. Yeah. It was just hard to believe that small guy got in the suit and kicked everybody's ass.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
And Jack Nicholson made that movie.
Oh, big time!
Of course, yeah,
big time.
But we got super off track. Okay, that was good though.
Are we running out of time?
We're good. We got all the time in the world, man. Okay.
So bad.
So obviously, Batman's probably your favorite superhero, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got huge Batman silly tattoo on your arm.
Yes, I do. I started it, and then I started a comic book shop. So
now you're broke.
Yeah, I'm broke. No, because I said I could put another 1,000 into the arm, or do I buy comic books? So yeah. That's how, you know. Or do I pay rent?
Now the comic books have to pay for the arm.
Or feed the children.
I'm on the same part with my sleeve right now, too. Yeah. I don't want to. I don't want to keep working on it because.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's I'm right. Fat, so you go. You were the same guy as I.
Yeah, we were the same tattoo artist. Yeah.
That's right.
See,
most women go, "You're the same hairdresser as me." We go, "Hey, we're the same guy. You're that biscuit guy down the other side. You know, when that biscuit puts a needle in you, you gotta bite onto something."
So I get deep and passionate sometimes and have meaningful questions. What does Batman mean to you then? So like.
Oh.
Why Batman?
Money. No. lots of money on that. Well, no.
I can't wait for Batman and Superman to come out.
No. I mean, Batman to me is because he's somebody I can identify because he can be, you know, besides not the money part, but it's somebody, you know, he has non-superhero powers. It's something that you can possibly be.
Very relatable.
Very just relatable.
Be a billionaire, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's true. He could, yeah, everything could exist.
Yeah, actually. He could exist. You know, I like the different identities that he has. And I don't know, it just, that's, to me, you know, having a guy that, you know, like a Spider-Man who sticks to a wall or something, it just, to me, that seemed to be less attainable than knowing that there could be a Batman that's out there.
Yeah, for sure.
You know.
I think that's why a lot of people like Batman is because he's so relatable.
And, yeah, especially the tragedy when he's a kid of anybody that's went through that as right. a kid, losing a parent overcoming or something, and then overcoming.
That's yeah.
Why do you fall down? To right. Get back up again. You know, yeah. It's great.
I was just gonna say that. So it's like, yeah, if you basically that's what it is. It's like you can watch those movies, especially the newer ones. It's like, you know, it's there's a lot of metaphors in life in there where you can exactly you'll be able to crawl back out of the hole, which he did, and make yourself stronger. You know.
Yeah.
So let's get back to the fun stuff. but no, but no. I mean, yeah, that's definitely why I'm drawn to that character.
Awesome. And
if you notice, there's a lot of Batman junk in here.
There is a lot of.
And
Batman
when I first opened this up, I put a lot of Batman stuff in here, and I went, you know what? Maybe I should stop putting it all in here.
Yeah. No, you.
Maybe
need
I should separate
it.
A little bit.
Batman's the most popular superhero there is right now, so you just need to fill it with it. Okay, so let's get everybody else involved.
Oh,
so Leviticus, what is your favorite superhero? It's the Batman as Jason's.
I would probably have to go with Daredevil.
Daredevil?
Yeah, I would have to go to Daredevil. Just, I love the accomplishments that he's had to make. You know, like going back to Batman, how he lost his obviously his parents, which Daredevil in a sort of way did also.
His dad, yep.
But just being. I don't know, just what he's had to gone through, and then being blind just is awesome. I think I'd want to be blind and be able to see.
Well, that's easy.
At the same time.
We can make you blind. Daredevil's great. A lot of the comic book runs, like the Frank Miller run of Daredevil is amazing. Yeah. Like the Kevin Smith run, have you read that? That's really good, too. Kevin Smith wrote some Daredevil comics. Have you guys all seen the Netflix series for Daredevil?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
It's and amazing, that's issue number one came out today, and it I can't wait to read it.
Oh, really?
It. Yeah, that's good.
Wow. Well, it was pretty interesting. I think it was maybe a month ago. I had a guy who came in here who was blind.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
And he actually came in here, and he has tattoos that he wanted to get by Biscuit for Daredevil, which was
interesting.
And it was his favorite superhero.
Makes sense.
And I found out that they actually do have Daredevil comics for the blind.
Wow. That's really cool.
I thought that was pretty cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
Tommy Two Stars. What's your favorite comic book hero?
Incredible Hulk.
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know that about you. Hulk smash.
It's that duality of, like, you know, he wants to do right, but he has this, like, beast inside of him where
he just
can't
control.
Yeah. You can relate with that, you think?
Tommy Two Stars can't control his mouth.
No,
several ways.
Tommy wants to make penis joke right now.
Tommy right here, and then it drops out of the hand here.
I was thinking about putting food in your mouth.
Like the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, man.
Mine is Batman.
Batman.
Batman or
Batman's
Spider-Man.
Close second, then Wolverine.
Wolverine.
Yeah. Snick, snick.
How about you, Brandon?
Say Batman. It's tough to... Spider-Man's great. There's other characters that are relatable, but nothing as
Squirrel Girl. Yeah.
Close to Batman. Yeah, definitely Squirrel Girl. Or how about Shamrock? She has the power, or the luck of the Irish is her power.
Shiblarmy.
I would say something about Blarney Stone and the Rick Grimes voice.
It is tough these
can't
days.
Can't protect your Blarney Stone, Rick!
With all the new stuff coming out, it's making a lot of the more superheroes likable. Like the Flash is so much more likable now that that show's on, and it's
show's
so good.
Too.
Daredevil did the same thing.
They're taking all the D-list characters and making them huge.
Making the TV show. Yeah. Green Arrow. That show's great.
That show.
Yeah, it's great.
I love that show.
Like,
I mean, who could have imagined 20 years ago that we're going to have a Doctor Strange movie in
right.
2 years?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, think about Iron Man. Was he one of the most popular
Not
superheroes
really,
until the movies? You know?
No, really. This boosted him. For
yeah, big time. Now he's up there.
Mm-hmm. So before we start going crazy about talking about more superhero stuff, what do you want? You want to talk about anything else about the comic book store?
Sure. Just one more thing. The one thing I have noticed is that since I've opened it, is that there not a lot of people read comic books.
They just buy them.
In this, well, besides us, let's just forget about everyone here. Okay. The area, they're not into comic books because they have not been exposed to them.
Right.
They don't know a lot about them. So when I first opened the store, people would go by to trade paperbacks that we have up there, or novels,
yeah,
or whatever, to catch up. Just to, oh yeah. I know a little bit about Green Lantern because my dad was born in New York, but I was born here. Or my dad, who lived in Ohio, knew Superman, and I was born in Port Charlotte. So it's all these people that flock from here.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, when I moved here from Chicago 5 years ago, I thought everyone was from Florida. But I was
wrong. There's nobody from
Florida. Nobody is from Florida. Except for my kids. But
and Tommy Two Stars.
Yeah. So it's a rare breed. But it's just, you know, at the age where you think you're going to be, you know, start talking or start reading about comic books, like the age 10 or 11, they're just so, again, into that stupid iPad. Or that iPhone. They want the digital stuff. But see, to me,
it's
I don't like
generation.
I've tried the digital stuff, man.
I can't. I have
can't
to still be able to hold the thing. I like the smell of it. I like going into a comic book shop.
It's
kind of
hard
around
to read
it.
Sometimes it's like, it
well, Stan Lee had
like
it right. He said, you know, I can look at a pair of boobs on the screen, but the real thing in my hand's better. You know,
yeah. It's true.
I did hear that.
Yep, that was it. That was
beautiful. I thought that was going to be some of the obstacles. But what has helped us is that the parents guide them to the right thing, what to do.
Yeah.
And we've done a lot of advertising at the high school at Port Charlotte, which had brought a lot of the kids in. They didn't know we existed. We will take superhero books such as Batman, main characters like Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, and we take them to CCSO. We take them to fire departments, you know, because they're superheroes.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's shocking when you go to those places because they're about to shoot you and walk up there with a bag. Like, hey, man, I'm from Shamrock Comics. Just want to give you a bag of comic books. And they're like, okay. Is this, you know, ricin in it or something? They're like, cool, dude. And then,
you got to scan this first.
It's a good idea.
You know, so it's just, I don't know. I think it's going well. But, you know, we're heading towards the gaming.
Yeah.
Which is going to be, to me, it's scary because there's other competition. But you never know.
You're doing HeroClix.
HeroClix
Saturday nights, right?
HeroClix Saturday nights at 6:00. I could say that almost everybody doesn't know how to play. Some people do. But what's fun is that we all get together, we play, we all laugh, and I buy free pizza for everybody. So you can't go wrong with
great.
That. It's free pizza, you sit, we have a good time. This Friday is gonna be our first Magic night. Which I have no clue how that's gonna go.
Yeah.
I could blast it all over Facebook. Some people accept it, but then you don't know, and then they show up. You know, you're not expecting it, so we'll see. That's a new venue. It's another source of, if I could be like Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank, it's a new source of income. Because, you know, I'm here with money. As much as I'd like to entertain you and give you comic
have
books,
fun and, yeah.
I would like to stay here for 5 or 10, 20 years, expand. And I'd like to, you know, move out of this building at some point, because I think I've outgrown it already in 3 months.
Yeah.
I tear it down.
Yeah.
I've turned down 1, 2, 3, 3.5
wow.
walls.
That's good, man. Well, I love the shop, and I know a lot of people who love the shop, too, and we're going to do our best to spread the word about the shop and tell everybody how great it is.
I appreciate
it. It's
what
it's
better
really,
way than a podcast?
That's right.
Yeah. It's definitely a great place, so if...
It doesn't smell.
If all you do...
I've heard that from people, actually.
My wife hates going into GameStop because she says it smells.
Oh, no.
GameStop doesn't matter if you're in New York or if you're in Florida. They all have the same smell. Video games must have a smell. I don't know. But every GameStop that
games.
I've ever been
it's
in...
It's the gamer.
We will.
I just came out of my room for the first time in a week, and I need the expansion to follow.
So, if all you do is watch superhero movies, or all you do is play superhero video games, or watch cartoon shows, go to Shamrock Comics, or even if you're in Michigan, go to your local brick and mortar, pick up a comic book, put it in your hands, right?
Smell it.
And read it.
And
bag
then,
and board it.
After you've read it, put it in your mouth.
No, don't put it in your mouth. Put it in the bag.
Put it in the bag.
Roll it up and put it in your pocket.
So, yeah, if you're in the area of Port Charlotte, Northport, come check out Shamrock Comics. Tell them that you're here because of the Deep Fried Geeks.
Or because you love comics.
Awesome. Or because you love comics. All right. A little bit of fun. Superhero battles. Thought we would talk about for a little
epic
bit.
Epic clash of battles. Now are we
epic
gonna,
clash. I came up with some. We can always branch it off. I got some just kind of a written ones you always hear. So we could probably go for hours and hours. So at one point I'll probably be the party pooper and cut us off.
Yeah.
But first one. Let's start with Leviticus. We're gonna go Hulk versus Superman.
Who do you think would win? So basically,
well, is the Hulk made of kryptonite?
He's not
green. Well, he's green. I was just checking.
Did he ask you the question or him?
I'm gonna say Hulk.
He was thinking too long. Okay, Hulk. Dead air.
So I think we're gonna go like Hulk of like the now Hulk because like the now Hulk is pretty much invincible,
he's
right?
Brute.
Yeah. But you've also got Bruce Banner.
Yeah, but
Superman's not gonna beat up Bruce Banner.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. But
he's weak. Get him.
What I'm saying is he's smart enough to figure out a way to beat him.
Yeah, but is he gonna be able to get through the rage to be able to think about? Because once he turns into Hulk, he's all rage,
beforehand.
Right?
He knows he's gonna fight Superman.
He prepares for battle.
His pockets with
what if Superman's got like Batman whispering in his ear what to do?
Oh,
and that's the best. You know, they're friends.
Then I think he's Hulk is kind of screwed.
Yeah,
because
who
really gets figured out?
Hey, Mister Time.
Well, they have headsets. It's 2015.
Exactly. That's right. Instead of punching him,
Bluetooth.
Calm him down, Clark.
Do the hand sweep.
Make him happy. Make him happy.
It'll calm him down.
Clark,
rub under his chin.
I built you this Batbuster armor.
Batbuster armor. So that's it. He beats him because Batman tells him to calm him down by petting him.
He turns back into Bruce and it's over.
Oh, man.
With white noise and pets. Just sucks his thumb between battles.
Oh, God. I'm going to throw up. So are you gonna pick Hulk too, Thomas?
I'm still picking Hulk.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
He'll just get eventually beat the
crap out of
him. I'm
going to say Hulk too. I just think that Superman, I don't think he can withstand the Hulk's just barrage.
He's
just going to keep on going, and I think that's what, I mean, Doomsday beat Superman, and he didn't have kryptonite. So I think if Doomsday could beat Superman without kryptonite.
Well, what's going through my head right now is I was actually, before I came over here, I was watching Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
And just that scene between Iron Man and the Hulk, and just
the
like
Hulk
how much, like Iron Man
scene.
Sitting on top of him, literally beating his face into the ground,
yeah.
Like,
go to sleep.
He didn't go to sleep.
I love that
no,
part.
He did not.
I'm sorry.
What do you think, Brandon?
Oh, I love that movie.
I don't know, it's tough because, like you said, Doomsday did beat Superman. Yeah, I think the Hulk might win that one.
I think he just gets him mad enough to eventually.
I think Jason. Well, that's the thing, because
he's just going to continue. He's going to go forever, and his rage is going to go through the roof. But what happens when the Hulk's rage gets too big? I don't know. Maybe maybe good blows happens. Up. Nothing,
yeah.
Gamma radiation gone.
Yeah.
That's an interesting thought.
I don't know. It's never.
Well, it's kind of almost happened.
But can't Superman just fly around?
Well, that's the thing. Can he even touch it?
Get him tired.
Get him tired with his laser beam eyes, frying him around in a circle, keeping him there, keeping that force wind, keeping the Hulk tired.
Yeah, like choke him, fast. Kind of
choke him, squeeze him
together. Because
I know then the Hulk versus Superman, he technically beat him, but he kind of felt pity on him and he didn't want to fight him anymore.
Oh, in the comic?
Yeah, the first comic.
Well, and that's a good
did.
Point, too. The Superman has, you
a
know,
consciousness.
He's
a Boy Scout.
The Hulk
doesn't
gonna,
care.
Yeah, he doesn't
he's
care.
He's keep going and going.
Nothing's going to stop
it's
him
like,
from...
Does Superman know the Hulk? Because if he knows he's Bruce Banner, then that's...
He does somewhat
right, he just thinks
conscious.
He's a green monster.
But when you remove Bruce from the Hulk, he's just... There's no stopping him.
Yeah.
Mindless Hulk.
My mind is...
Equals...
Do you guys like Mark Ruffalo as the Hulk?
No.
I
don't really either.
No. I kind of like him.
Yeah. I mean...
He seems too distant, though, I guess. But I don't know.
He seems very distant.
Yeah.
And just... But, like,
but
he's
I,
trying.
I
think he's
like
trying
Mark
to play
Ruffalo,
that my genius
good.
Brain is so full. And
yeah.
But yeah, okay. But this
he's
is my
tired.
Brain thinking, and now you have to go back and do some research on this. But I was in love with Jennifer Garner, and he was the love interest of Jennifer Garner in 13 Going on 30. And I didn't like Mark in
that. He's done.
He was done. Then when I saw he's becoming the Hulk, I'm like, screw this.
Yeah. You get Jennifer Garner into the Hulk now.
Right.
Of course,
you.
Superman's
right.
gonna win.
Right. Exactly. This is why you know Ben Affleck. Is Batman? He's married to Jennifer Garner.
Not anymore.
Not, this is true because I broke it up. Yeah. No, because of the. We can go with the Batflack.
It's going to be amazing. I think he's going to be.
Did
so
you guys
good.
See the new
one? I think he'll do all right.
The new one that
the
came
trailer?
Out.
I didn't see the trailer. I saw the teaser. I knew the trailer was
the
coming
trailer
out tonight.
Looks,
the new trailer is coming out tonight.
Oh.
Wednesday, the December 2nd.
For all you
for listening, you're
listening to the
who
microphone.
We forgot that you were here.
Listening to us live.
We're live, Sheriff. Come on down.
All right. Moving on. Thanos versus Superman.
Ooh.
I know, right? We all just, like, stopped.
I also feel like Thanos would kick his butt.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Thanos.
I think Thanos
would be
kick
way
his
more
butt.
Powerful.
Know,
especially if he has
the
Infinity Stones.
He's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's Thanos.
Oh, if he had the Infinity Stones. Because
the Hulk could barely.
That's what I was thinking.
Can't really
beat
Thanos.
Yeah. Okay, so, yep.
Did you put any work into this question?
Here's the fun one. The Avengers versus the Power Rangers.
Oh!
I feel like it should have been the Justice League versus the Avengers.
I'm a Power Rangers guy. That's
I don't
generation.
Mind.
See, when you when you say that, all I say is yes, the Power Rangers because of the pink Power Ranger. The brunette in the show?
Yeah, Amy Jo Johnson.
See?
She would swoon the Hulk, so he's
exactly.
Then the Hulk's on her side.
Then the Megazord just stomps him out.
Right.
There you go.
With the fart noise? Is that
Well, that's the Hulk. There's little bits
well,
of
that's
everywhere.
Like, that's like every villain's when they fight the Avengers, especially on the new cartoon Avengers Assemble.
Yeah.
Like every episode is about the villains taking out Thor and Hulk. Everybody just wants to take out
Thor
and Hulk, because once you take out Thor and Hulk, it's over.
That's it.
It's
we
over.
Need to think.
They killed the dumb ones. Now we have to sit back and think.
All right, so I think I'm the only one who liked the Avengers versus Power Rangers. Well, what about Avengers versus Justice League, then?
I think you got Batman against
you got Batman. That's what I think. That's why I think there's no way that it's not
that's
the Justice
Batman,
League because Batman will can figure out a way to almost beat anybody.
Batman's
even if it's not him himself doing the work, he can relay to the rest of the Justice League
Avengers,
on what they need to do.
And you got Green Lantern with the ring.
You got
Wonder
Woman,
Wonder
and
Woman.
You have two invulnerable humans.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Two of them, I think, can take down the Hulk.
That comes to
yeah,
the...
Yeah, but Thor would fight like Wonder Woman because they're like the immortal ones, so they'll be clashing.
Green Lantern could put a cage around the Hulk.
He'll seduce
him. He could.
I think he would break out.
Well,
and then like Iron Man versus Batman.
That
I think
tells you
reasonable.
The...
Yeah,
both of them non-superpower related. Both of them billionaire.
Just
they
like
just end up writing each other a check and calling it.
Yeah,
like,
go find some.
Would you invest in
Disney?
Why, why? What are we doing here?
Don't invest in Warner Brothers.
Wayne Tech just bought Stark Enterprises.
And Iron Man left.
It becomes a stock purchasing.
Yeah.
Buys all the suits.
I thought this was fun. The Punisher versus the Joker. Just because, like, imagine putting Punisher in Gotham City.
It's the Punisher, I think, because the Joker would be dead a million times if Batman would have killed him.
There was, like, a crossover issue.
Punisher's just going to blow him. He's done.
Was that almost killed the Joker?
Stopped him.
So did Punisher almost kill the Joker in a comic book? He would have if Batman didn't intervene.
I mean, that's the whole thing with the Joker is... The Joker wants to die, but he wants Batman to kill him, but Batman won't kill him. And that's the whole thing. The Punisher will just kill him.
He'll kill him.
Over.
He'll just shoot him.
That's how I feel about it. He'll just say, done.
Yeah.
See you later.
I just think it's a good idea.
You know? It is a good idea.
Because, like, you got Batman... Because it's almost a thing of Batman now in the comics, they're writing him like a villain.
Right.
Because he is keeping the crime in Gotham because
he won't stop
killing Batman.
Right.
And put Punisher in there, and he'll just shoot
He'll just wipe him out. He'll go right into the prisons, just kill him.
Robbing a bank, Mr. Freeze? Boom.
Just blows up Arkham Asylum.
Don't you wish you were Arnold now?
You can't protect the Joker, Batman.
Sorry. Punisher versus Rick Grimes.
Rick Grimes. Punisher, so going into... I don't know, Daredevil 2, season 2 coming out. Punisher versus Daredevil.
That's nice.
I think Daredevil.
It'd be fun.
I think it's Daredevil 2. And I don't really have a reason.
I just think the Billy Club.
Because I don't think Punisher would be able to shoot him.
Right. He
would just stop everything.
Yeah.
That was an easy one, too.
Yeah. Too simple, damn it.
Captain America versus Deadpool I put on here, too. I thought that was kind of fun. The classic, you know, good Boy Scout hero.
I think Deadpool's going to turn around to talk to the audience and Captain America's going to kick his
ass. He's going to break that third wall.
I think a better one would be Deadpool versus Joker. I think that's a better question because they're both like the joke-like funny type. Who would win?
But Deadpool would just kill him, right?
I think so. I think it's a problem. I think the only...
Joker's kind
of
crafty.
One that Joker really goes against well is Batman because of the fact that he won't kill him, you know, or Superman even possibly because he might not kill him either. They leave him.
I think the only thing that would help Joker out is if he was able to distract Deadpool.
But that's what he's got all these gadgets.
I think
he's got Harley.
I think if he could distract him and he's got Harley.
I just send Harley over to
distract
him.
If it's Joker and Harley versus Deadpool, then you might have got more of a... As I'm staring at a really awesome Harley.
Oh, same thing. He could turn around and talk to the audience and Joker would wipe him off.
I'm not a big Deadpool guy.
No, I like Deadpool.
I'm excited for the movie.
I want to see. The movie looks funny, but we'll see how it goes. It's going to be different.
I don't know how I feel about the Deadpool movie because they're pushing. I know their superheroes are dark and everything else for adults too. But Deadpool is like the comics. Kids are starting to like him and everything else. And then now they're coming out with a Deadpool movie. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be rated R.
It's very.
And extreme violence.
I
filled
don't know.
With sex.
I probably talked to you about this when you're in here briefly sometimes when you're here. I mean, I see it all the time. I see 10-year-olds, 8-year-olds. They're buying the Deadpool Marvel Selects, they buy the comic books.
Well, that's what I'm going to say, though.
I think a lot of it because when they see the character, it looks like a Spider-Man to them. He looks kind of jovial, having fun type. I think you'll see a lot of youngins going to an R-rated movie just because of the parenting. You know, I see it in here all the time.
My daughter likes Deadpool because she thinks it's fun, and he's in the cartoons, and they make him out to be fun and everything else.
Well, that's the thing. The kids are already going to R-rated movies. Right, it doesn't matter if they're superhero movies or not.
But I mean, would you? Has she read Deadpool?
I've let her read some Deadpool comic. No, she hasn't read that. She didn't want to read it.
How old is she?
She's 14 now. She didn't want to read it. She's read a couple comics of like Deadpool has come into Spider-Man's books. Some of the old. Because
I know
Deadpool
you didn't buy
stuff.
Deadpool number one. Not from here. Oh. We'll just saying.
Since you've opened, I have not been to another comic book shop.
That's the thing, too. My customers, when they come in, they go, wow, you remember that? Oh, yeah, I remember everything.
Yeah, I've not been to another place. My routine would be I have Wednesdays off. Yeah. Once a month, I would drive up to Sarasota and go to Dark Side Comics, and they have an kick butt. Hey, we're going to get food brought in here. They have a kick butt Puerto Rican restaurant plus the Frida Mamas right next door. Oh. And I would eat awesome like roasted pork and plantain chips. And then I would go buy some comics.
Well, you know what? Here at Shamrock Comics, you can go next door to a man of glamour and get your hair cut, and then go to the Baptist church. Which is right next door.
I will say that I like coming here. Yeah. I haven't
did
had
you read them
Puerto Rican food since you opened. So not only have you taken business away from the comic shop, you've also taken business away from the poor Puerto Rican people.
There's Pizza Hut across the street. I know.
Mr. Matt, we have your plate waiting.
Where's Mr. Matt been?
Mr. Matt. Not the comic books. Not the comic books.
Storm versus Wonder Woman. Ooh. I thought that was kind of fun.
Wonder Woman.
I think Wonder Woman would too.
She's got
Wonder
Woman.
She's got the bracelet thing. This is just block the bolts.
And she doesn't even need to.
Where does Storm's power stop?
She just blocks bolts so her boobs don't bounce.
That's a good question.
I think that's space. The question. Where does it stop? Like, can she create a Category 5 hurricane?
Yeah, probably.
And if she can Wonder Woman survive that?
Yes.
Yes. How would she? What part of a Category 5 hurricane could kill her?
She's immortal. Fling her into a tree if she could get up after
that. Yeah, I was going to say, she's going to get back
Wonder
up.
Wonder Woman just takes her invisible jet, takes her to space, kicks her out the door.
Bring the Storm up here.
Game set match.
Like Harrison Ford, Air Force One. Get off my Kick her right off.
You bring the clouds up here.
Oh,
it's so nice.
Mommy. So I'm the only one who thinks Storm stands a chance?
Yep.
Until she gets pulled into that jet, she might have a chance. Lasso of Truth yanked into the jet.
Yeah, Wolverine just pops out.
Snick.
Yep, snick, snick. I thought this one's for you, Jason. Adam West Batman versus Christian Bale Batman.
I don't know. To the end.
George Clooney.
Come on, old chum.
Yeah. That's a dumb question.
Burt Ward. I know. It is
pretty dumb. There's no Batman versus Batman allowed, right?
Dark Knight would win because Adam West would just be talking about his bat.
Oh, answering the red phone. Like.
Yeah, well, there's a...
When does Anti-Bale get?
Well, there's a... Again, you're never in here, so you won't relate to this story, but Brandon here, who's here 24 hours a day, it seems like, he'll come in, I'll have the 1966 Batman on. So I always play the episode called The Joker's Wild Surfs Up.
Yeah.
The Surfs Up episode. So, you know, Batman challenges the Joker to a surfing match outside, right? And he goes to the Joker, he goes, let's go outside and put our jammies on. You know,
it's just so cammy.
It's just so cammy. And it's, you know, it's like, my God. But, yeah.
Well, that's when it started to get really, really bad, right? Isn't
really
it like
bad.
Season three?
But season four. And the reason I bought season four was because my first woman ever was Yvonne Craig. I mean, my God.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I watched the show was because I couldn't wait until Batgirl came on. You know, Barbara Gordon. Which, by the way, Diamond, I ordered that statue in June. I still don't have it.
I don't think Diamond Comics is listening to us.
Yeah.
I wish.
Diamond, do you hear me?
Email it over.
Diamond Comics is up there going, let's see, Yvonne Craig died, so we must ship all the Yvonne Craig statues to Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, Port Charlotte. Never even heard of it. Let's allocate the statue back out here to Washington, D.C.
They have an Yvonne Craig statue coming out?
Yeah, well, it's already been out since May or April or something.
And you ordered their back order?
Yeah, it says B.O. back order all the time.
There's a black van outside.
It was one shot. Tonight on Weak News. But
Yvonne Craig was awesome.
Yeah.
She was beautiful, too.
Yeah.
She passed away. Has it been a year?
It was this year. She died, and I think that's why, getting back to him, you know, joking about it, but I think that's why I haven't gotten my statue, because people had an influx to rush. They're like, all right, let's make money off her dead body.
New York City.
And, yeah, I never
so
got
you
it.
You ordered it personally for you, not for the store?
That's usually what I do.
That happens.
Let's think about it.
Okay.
But if you had a chance to own your own store, you'd buy your own toys, wouldn't you?
I'd
be like, all right.
Don't touch that one.
Yeah, don't touch that one.
It's probably like having a toy.
There's some stuff that I buy that I'm afraid to even sell it because I don't want to save it away. Like, you bought a couple of my action figures, like the Batgirl.
I have
bought
a couple of them.
Yeah.
I was sad. I saw that the Batman Superman statue's gone.
Yeah. Sold that 20% off. Maybe if you would, you know, not
I wish
work.
I was made of money.
That's a good statue.
I love that statue.
I know.
Such a cool statue. All right. Do you guys want to? Anybody else got any superhero versus superhero ideas?
I'm good.
Well, all right.
We're gonna go anywhere, like Power Rangers and something. Let's see.
Cabbage Patch
Power
Kids.
Rangers and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Versus. Oh yeah.
I think Ninja Turtles versus. Let's see. What's a good like non over the top squad?
What the was A team.
What was the shark? Pity the turtle. Punch me in the cheek.
Oh man,
back into your shell.
I want to see Master Splinter and Mr. T go at it.
Oh,
all right, so one more thing I wanted to talk about dropped 3-4 days ago, the Civil War trailer.
Captain America Civil War trailer?
Yes.
Just to be specific.
The Captain America Civil War trailer, yes, Tommy Two Stars.
If
you haven't watched it yet, pause and go watch it. Holy crap. Winter Soldier and Captain America tossing the shield back and forth and beating the crap out of Iron Man. I got goosebumps and my nipples were a little hard, I think. It was pretty amazing. And then when Captain America says, he's my friend. And then what does Iron Man say?
Well, so was I.
Right, I think I cried a little bit.
That single tear?
The movie will be great, but I never like when they fight two heroes against each other, even Batman and Superman. And I'm excited for the movie to come out, but I wish there was another time they were meeting first instead of the first meeting is them bashing each other in, you know?
I think people love to hate it, right? Because they hate it to see them fight, but then they love it too.
And I'm sure it's going to be great, both will be great.
Yeah. Like in the Avengers movie when they were Captain America, Thor, and Iron Man are all going at it. I mean, it was pretty sweet.
My whole thing is, it makes me nervous. Because it's like, you don't know what's brought necessarily them to fighting. It's like, they were friends, and now they're fighting, which I understand why. It's because of Captain America.
You ate the last cookie!
Right. But it's just like, what's brought Iron Man that far to go against Captain America, you know?
Yeah.
Which, well, obviously, government and everything like that.
But what worries me more is, how is it going to end? Like, is it going to be the end of a friendship, or is it going to reconcile at the end? That's what worries me more than what made it happen.
We know
I want
Avengers
a future
3
that,
is happening.
Yeah, we know that.
Right.
We know Infinity War is coming.
That one.
But I think they kill somebody.
I was
going to
say, is Iron Man in Avengers 3?
So if you want somebody to die out of Civil War, who would it be?
Black Widow.
Right?
Come on.
Everybody wants Black Widow to have her own movie.
What?
Just because she's a girl. She can't carry a movie.
No way. There would have to be so many cameo appearances to make it work.
They can't kill Nick Fury, apparently.
What if it was Captain America?
Well,
and then it shifts over to either Winter Soldier or what's his name taking over?
That's happened before. There has been.
Yeah.
Someone's taking
Bucky,
over. Like in the
Bucky
comic book,
takes
Steve
over.
Rogers does die, and Bucky does.
I think they kill Hawkeye.
Oh
yeah,
I think he's
a replaceable character.
He's so replaceable.
Think they're gonna have him lead the Avengers for a little bit.
Hawkeye, no,
that's not a weird thought. He's done it before.
Yeah.
I know, but not in the movie.
I just don't think it's gonna happen there. Yeah, it's
whatever.
It's just a different Hawkeye. this is like this Hawkeye. They just make seem like a loser. I don't know.
He's just
Jason's just
to
totally.
I thought we were talking about MASH with Hawkeye.
Hawkeye Pierce.
I was trying to see how that fit in, but no, I haven't said that. Sorry. Frank Burns. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You're really old, huh?
I know. I am old, man.
Oh, MASH is a good show.
It was
MASH
a good show. Was a good
I was watching it the other night.
You really are old. Yeah.
I think the trailer is great. I loved it. I think there's so many good parts of it.
I was confused. I really liked it, but like I thought they were gonna go with like the Civil War storyline that the comic books had. Not saying I'm not gonna like the movie. I was just confused why they like why just call it Civil War.
Yeah. I thought there was a Spider-Man appearance.
Yeah, that too.
There's supposed to be a Spider-Man appearance. He wasn't in the trailer, cool but he's supposed to be in it. Spider-Man's going to be in it. I don't think it's going to follow the comic books very much.
I don't think so either.
They've kind of made it its whole own universe. The movies are kind
of
their
Age of
own
Ultron
universe.
Did not follow the Age of Ultron book at all. So
if
I don't
anything,
think
it was more
either.
Like the Avengers versus Thanos, and then here's Ultron. Behind the scenes.
Civil War is a great comic book. Like that whole series is amazing, but I don't think they're going to follow it. And Age of Ultron, I really didn't like Age of Ultron that much. There
was
more bad stuff than good stuff in it. It wasn't. It was like the week of Ultron, not the week of Ultron.
I do have all the issues, by the way, if you'd like to buy them. From 2007.
You're gonna be my wife's arch nemesis.
No, your bank account's arch nemesis.
Yeah, right.
Which makes it the worst.
All right, everybody. So thanks for listening this week. If you are a Deep Fried Geeks fan and you haven't checked out Shamrock Comics, make sure you do. If you're a Shamrock's comic fan and you don't know anything about Deep Fried Geeks and you're just listening to us because you hear Jason talk about it or saw on his Facebook page, you can check us out on our Facebook page, Deep Fried Geeks. You can also check us out on Twitter.
At Deep Fried Geeks.
At Deep Fried Geeks. We're on Instagram also.
Probably called Deep Fried Geeks.
Deep Fried Geeks on Instagram. we do weekly podcasts. We have 14 old episodes now. We talk about geek stuff, food a lot, a lot of food talk. We have foods of the week that we talk about, and geek news of the week, too. So check us out also, like our Facebook page. But ultimately, put a comic book in your hand, smell it, read
it.
Lick it.
Touch it.
And put it in your bag.
And put it in your mouth.
Don't you do that. Your penis is not going to be mint conditioned anymore.
All right. Keep calm and geek on.